104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, I reckon we've done Collingwood to death this week. I'm sick of hearing that bloody song. Let's have a listen to this
one. We've got Joffa tomorrow, though.
Oh, have we? All right, have a listen to this song. So Collingwood have got an opponent. They're playing the West Coast Eagles now. Roo, I don't know if this bloke will want to talk to you or not, but I'll attempt to talk to him. Dean Kemp, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
How are you, Kempy? You well?
Now, very well, mate. Very well down here in quite the little Margaret River, mate. Looking forward to the grand final.
What do you do down at Margaret River?
Oh, mate, I'm busy. I'm always bloody busy, mate. Not sure what I do, but just busy, you know.
Are you surfing full time, or do you, you know, you got a job?
Yes. Actually, surfing, there's a fair bit of space in the water at the moment, mate. We don't have many people down this way.
No, there's a few Noah's Arks down there too. Plenty of bloody sharks down that way.
Plenty of waves to be had, so all good fun.
Now, I'll tell you, just quickly, my wife and I went down there for a holiday a couple of years ago. We stayed at a place, Dean, called Bunker Bay. It was beautiful. Magnificent.
Very, very exclusive, mate.
Oh, was it? Yuffies go down
there. A little bit royal. A little bit royal.
Well, look, it's the lifestyles of the rich and famous. That's where we go.
Yeah. I've been past the gates a couple of times. It does look very nice, mate.
Yeah. Now, Dean, 1996, Roo absolutely ran through. It's one of the filthiest acts I've ever seen on a football field. When did you wake up? How long after that?
Absolutely disgraceful, wasn't it?
It was.
That's how tight Roo is. He still hasn't bought me a beer or anything yet.
Well, I didn't think you'd be allowed to drink.
Get a beer or anything, mate, or what? I couldn't for a couple of months afterwards, but I'm all right now.
Now, it's 2008. Are you still eating through a straw or not?
No, I've progressed now, mate.
Hey, Kempy, you know what the truth is there? The umpire didn't even pay a free kick.
Play on. And I was right in front of Goldman. I could have near on got up and kicked out.
I should have let you kick it and then got you.
How many weeks would you get now for that?
Maybe about six 10? Or eight.
About 10?
Yeah, you get a couple, yeah.
You had too many good players, Kempy. That was the problem back in those days. We used to come over there and get flogged by 100 points all the time. But a bit like these
it was
days.
Fun, mate. It was good fun, mate, wasn't it?
It was good fun for you, yeah. You've been given the honour of presenting the Premiership Cup to the West Coast Eagles. If they happen to win on Saturday, mate, you'd be rapt and looking forward to doing that.
Oh, I'm over the moon, Roo. Absolutely. I got the chance a few years back, mate, when the boys got into the Premiership, into the grand final in 2015, mate, and things went horribly wrong. So I've got a second crack at it, mate, so I'm hopeful that they can do the job.
Yeah. Now, you played in two premierships yourself. And I'm serious about this. Over the years, I've always admired the two Perth teams because you obviously became accustomed to it and used to it, but flying back 4 hours from Melbourne week in, week out has to take a toll. That's got to be hard work when you play such a physical, brutal game as AFL and you get on a plane, you must be that sore and stiff and you've got to sit on a plane for that long.
Yeah, it definitely takes its toll. It's something that I've noticed about the team of today is that they seem to enjoy it, and that's what we did back then. It was something we actually looked forward to. It wasn't a burden or a hassle to do. It was a chance to get away for the weekend and bond together, and it actually became quite enjoyable. So it wasn't a fear for us. It was more of something to look forward to, and that's the sort of mentality you need to have if you're going to win on the road, I think.
But back then, you're allowed to have a few beers on the flight back if you went all right. I don't know if the players today are allowed to. It's a bit harder to fill the time. Maybe you can only play so many games of cards.
Oh, yeah, mate. Well, we used to go, obviously, first class right up the front there, mate. So off we went. Nice. It was magnificent. The time we got off, mate, we were very cheery. Win, lose, or draw. It was bloody great fun.
How's the feeling over there in Perth? Can you do the job? You were brutal against the Eagles. You were absolutely
against
the Melbourne, on the weekend. They were brilliant. Can they do it again?
Oh, I think so, Root. I mean, I watched Collingwood on the Friday night and thought, geez, they absolutely dismantled bloody Richmond. And then our boys come out and did it on Saturday. So I just think we've got a really good blend there. I mean, we're missing a few good players, but we've been able to cover them for most of the year. And we've got a very, very good team. And I think those new couple of young kids we've got in the forward line really add a different dimension to our team, you know. And it's going to be a great game, mate.
Dean, thanks so much for joining us, mate. And good luck. I hope you get to get up there with the Premiership Cup and hand out the medals on the weekend. Thanks so much for talking to us.
No worries at all, guys. Good to talk to you.
He was a superstar, two-time premiership player with the West Coast Eagles, Dean Kemp.